Welcome to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know where I'm coming from. Dade County. Kansas City, what they do. Kansas City, stand up. Let's get it. Uptown Kansas City, let's go. We here. Hey, this season four. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, this season four. Kansas City, stand up. This is They Sound Blunt podcast show, man. And right now, we about to have a wonderful show. So let's get to it. I ain't going to do too much talking. Let's go. What's good? This is the They Sound Blunt podcast show, and I am your host, Trey Plus 305. And right now, it's Sunday, June 13th, 9:16 in the morning. And right now, and I got the Kunk Man himself. And this ain't no interview, but I got the Kunk Man. I got the OG in the building, Darryl in the building. What's good?
What's up? We live.
We live.
Kunk Man. Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Kunk Man, for real, Hey,
yeah.
You know, I got a homeboy from Chicago, and he, I think he moved to Houston, but when, at the time I met him, he was living in Arkansas. He a comedian, and he was like, "Man, hey, y'all be really eat fried snails in Miami?" And I was like, "Fried snails? Man, what the hell are you talking about? Fried snails?
Oh my God!"
I was like, "Kunk?" He was like, "Oh, that's what y'all call it." I was like, "Man, that ain't no snail, but it is a snail." I ain't think about it. I'm like, God, boy. We love Kunk, man.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people up north call it. They call it. They're not gonna say Kunk because a lot of them can't pronounce the name or remember the name. So what they'll say is that a shell, a shellfish? That's a snail. So you know, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. So, what inspired you to, like, start selling Kunk? Because you've been doing this since I was a little kid, since I was a teenager, bro. Like, I'm 36 right now, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm a few years older than you. I don't normally put my age out there, but a few years older than you. What inspired me, it was my mama, daddy. He sold Kunk in the project. Large Mart project. You know, that's in Miami, of course.
Shout out to Large Mart.
Yep, LMG. He sold Kunk in the project. And the kids, who didn't have money for it, he'll just give it to them free or whatever the case may be. Now, I'm going to give you a real true story because normally when I get an interview, it be like right now at the moment, it don't be like from how I really started. I'm going to tell you, so I went to my granddaddy. This is a real story. And he make dice. They wrote 7, yeah. 11, 4, 5, 6, whatever it is. Crap. So they was trick dice. Mm-hmm. I mean, he make them from scratch. I seen them with my own eyes. So I went to him. I said, "Granddaddy, you teach me how to make dice?" He told me, "No." He said, "Niggas going to mop the floor with your ass." I was mad. I said, "What you mean?" He said, "Oh, kill you." God. He said, "Once they find out that who your granddaddy is and you keep winning, they're going to know those trick dice. They load it. And or when they find out, he say they're going to mop the floor with your ass. Basically, kill me. Put me to sleep." He said, "You my grandson. I love you. If you were somebody else out there in the street and you was a grown man, I may show you and teach you for a fee." He say, "But you my grandson. I can't teach you that."
That's
so
crazy.
I came to him. I said, "Well, if you ain't going to teach me that, teach me how to make the Kunk salad." I just want to know how to make the Kunk salad because none of his grandkids on my mama's side, nobody never ever asked him to teach him anything.
Hey,
so
Darryl.
When I came to him, it was an open invitation, and he taught me how to make it. But at the beginning, he was making it for me. So that's how it really started. It started from that right there. Me wanting to know how to make dice. And you already know, I don't have no street look. I don't have no street image.
Real.
I'm cool, collect. But my thought process was elsewhere. Yeah. My thought process was elsewhere. And that's how it started. I really wanted to learn how to make trick dice. And he wouldn't teach me, so that was my second option.
Hey, and that's crazy.
I'm gonna tell you something else. He'll do this thing where he had a key inside a Bible. He'll put the Bible on his hand. The key is holding up the Bible, the same way your hand hold up a basketball. The Bible will, he say that's some crazy verse or something, the Bible will spin. But he don't do this for a show. He only do this to find out if you came to him and say somebody stole something from you, and you want to know if they're telling the truth or not, he'll put the Bible on his hand, put a key, and the Bible spin. But the only people, I know I was too young, the only people that was able to be in the room with him is the person who either was the victim or the person who was told that they the ones took it. And the Bible stands up on the key and spin around on his hand. I shit you not. He couldn't teach me that because that's something that got to be in you. Right now, and it's some real shit. So that's how the car salad got started.
Wait, you talking about your granddad? You talking about the granddaddy that stayed down the street from us?
I live down the street from you. No, that's my daddy's father.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about my mama's father. That's the LMG. Certified We Project. Yeah.
In Largemont.
Scott Project, Brown Sub, Lincoln Field, Hogan Bean.
The throwback, the old buildings, the original.
Yeah, I had family all over. That's my mama's side of the family. Yeah, man, that's what it is.
Hey, you got me jamming to this old school song called, album called Low Key right now, man. Hey, we about to go into another segment, but we gonna get into this song and why you chose this song. But I'm gonna play it out a couple of minutes.
Okay. All right. Sharing your dreams, your heart and your mind.
Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt Show. And in the background, we got the Chitlets. Hey, Daryl, who this is? How you pronounce what, the Chitlets?
William Howard, original artist that made the song. I'm assuming that it was in the 70s. Children, hold on to your dreams.
Yeah, I like this. I had to back it up. I ain't never heard this song before in my life, I swear. But I heard the Trick Daddy version though.
Yeah, he remade it, but this right here is the original. It got real meaning to it.
I'm gonna let the people hear the meaning of this thing. Hold on, Dad. This old world is very cold. Talking that talk.
Rain and shine. Yep.
He talking that talk. Sharing your
dreams. And what he was saying back in the 70s before I was born, before you was born, is the same thing. Basically, you know, life is hard and unfair. Right now today in 2021.
It's true.
Yep.
Don't tell me your granddaddy used to be making cunk bumping this.
Actually, my mama used to play that in the house. Every Saturday, when she wake up, we had to wake up and start cleaning. So she would play her old school, and that's one of my songs. I got a nice selection of songs, but that's one of the songs that like stuck with me as far as like part of entrepreneurship.
Wow. Every morning? Every other morning?
Every Saturday morning, we had to get up early. It was Saturday and Sunday, but Chappelle Gospel on Sunday. But on Saturday, every Saturday, whenever she get up, my brother and sister got to get up with her. We got to clean, and she going to play that music loud. So we ain't had no choice but to hear it and learn it.
Shout out to the old school parents, man. The parents of the old school. The parents of the old school, the ones who used to, who installed principles and standards and morals in us, in their children, man.
Yep.
We don't get that no more. Our kids not getting that no more. I can't say we don't get that. We got it. Our kids not getting it no more. The youth not getting that no more. Like waking up cleaning every Saturday, it's mandatory. You got to wake up and clean, and you got to listen to what my mama. I got to listen to what my mama listening to, not what I'm listening to. I can't put on my headphones and listen to no 21 Savage or no FOB Pook or none of them. Boy, I can't listen to that. I got to listen to some old school shit. Hold on to your dreams type shit. I'm fucking with it. I guess that's what made us so innovative, bro.
Right, exactly.
My dad, he used to wake us up every Sunday, and we couldn't watch TV. We had to watch Meet the Press and everything that was on PBS.
Hey, I remember y'all used to be out there, gotta do some yard work. Load of grass, man. Listen, I know.
We built the dog house. Shit, laid down towel, dog. A lot of shit was installed into my daddy's sons by my dad. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember.
Yeah. Hey. Gotta show you the way. Gotta show you the way. Hey, there's some shit right here. I like this right here. So, yeah, bro. Dad, I ain't gonna even lie to you. You was one of the ones that set off this journey for me that I'm on. I ain't gonna even lie to you. That's why me hitting you up was so important to you. So I'm gonna refresh your memory a little bit more.
I already know what you're gonna tell me, but go ahead.
Nah.
You wanna know what I know what you about to say?
What's that?
He's part of it. You was attending technical school, you used to sell CDs with me.
But yo, hold on. That's just half of the story. That ain't even half of the story.
I know, man.
You caught me around the time that I had just fell off my high horse. I had just fell off the high horse at like blowing my money. I had just blowed the money. I only was hood rich for 2 years. My 18th year. When I was 18 and when I was 19, that was it. Okay. That's the most money I ever seen in my life at 18 and 19. I got the money through a lawsuit when I was younger. I got hit by an ice cream truck in Overtown. Shit damn near killed me. Had to rehabilitate myself, but I never knew money was like I had money. I didn't know nothing until like I was like 17. And my uncle told me he wasn't supposed to tell me about the money. The money was supposed to come to me at 25. But he told me about the money when I was in the streets. Shit, I was in the streets. I had all type of habits and shit at that time. Badass habits. And I got them. And I found out about the money. So for that, like, at 17, my whole 17-year-old, when I was 17, every time I woke up, it was about money. Money. I thought about money. What I'm going to buy. What I'm going to do. Owed all of this and all of that. And I got the money, blowed the money. 2 years.
Oh my God.
It was kind of the worst thing, but the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I ended up, and I had to get a job because my mama told me I'd never see that much money ever again in my life. Now I have to work for it and work for the money. That was stupid. Da 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 da. So I got the job at Burger King on 7th Ave. It was a lady named Miss Green. That. I had to like beg her for the job. Because I was her customer forever. So I had begged this lady for like a month straight, and she finally hired me. And one day I was walking, I think I was walking from the Quick Stop or some shit. The Long Store. We used to call it the Long Store. And I walking from Quick Stop, and you was riding by my dad's house. Or you was coming up. He was like, "Hey, you seen Mike?" And I was like, "Nah, Mike not here. What happened?" And you was looking for my brother Mike. And you was like, "Man, I'm trying to sell CDs." I said, What you need? Somebody sell CDs for you?" You was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Shit, I sell CDs for you, but shit, I'm working at Burger King right now." He was like, "You was like, man, you might as well just drop that job, man. I could pay you more than Burger King." I was like, "Shit, no, you can't. Shit, you're going to have to match me. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to match them. You got to match them." And you was like, "Man, I'm going to pay you. If you work for me, I'll pay you $200 every week, whether you sell CDs or not." And it took me, I said, "Hell no, I got to think about this shit, dog." So I think I had like a little time to think about it, and I made the decision. And I had quit Burger King and was selling the CDs and DVDs with you. And it was like throughout that journey right there was when I started the like hustle, getting out there hustling without. Yeah. Let me rephrase that, because I used to be out there with my brothers and them when they used to be hustling. And all the mentors and all the hood niggas around the house, the Allen J's, the Big Shorties, the Jesse's, you know what I'm saying? All the OGs from the block, you know what I'm saying? I already had the hustling in me and being in the streets, but you showed me how to hustle without breaking the law. And that was a different type of hustle for me. And I had my homeboy Tuck with me. And he used to be up there with me, and we used to be in a shed on 22nd Avenue. You remember that?
I remember. I know everybody you're talking about. Not to cut you short, but I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna tell you this, like on the real. My face is good with a lot of street dudes. So for me, it was easy if I needed pounds of weed. It's easy for me if I needed a half a brick or a brick. The only problem I would have had was that they know that that's not what I do. But as far as my face being good, I know people, I knew people. Like, that's easy for me to get. So for me, the challenge was, well, if I got that easy over there, I can go to that anytime. That's easy. Let me try to do something right. And then I can share with other people about doing right, because I mean, go left in the hood, or if you near the hood, we was in a neighborhood, we wasn't in the hood, it was more of a neighborhood, it's a community, but we called it the hood, but really it was a community. Like, it wasn't nothing compared to some of these other, like the project where I come from, it was different. So for me, it was Little River Drive is a community versus staying in Largemont, whatever. To be honest with you, man, I love that because that was a blessing. I knew what it was in them projects. You know it's a dead end. You already know what type it is. So that for me was easy. I seen a dude talking about, man, I want to get a brick, this and that. For me, I knew the dude. My face was flat. Even when I was young, my face was so good just from how I conduct and how I handle myself that if that's something that I really wanted to do, I could get that. But the hard part was doing the opposite of everybody.
Yep.
Doing it the legit way.
Yep.
And that was the challenging part.
And
you know, the easy part is to get that and do whatever. But the hard part was trying to do it right, man, because you got to stay up night. You got to think. You got to figure it out. This and that. Damn, what if this don't work? What if that? So, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
That's
man.
Crazy. That's the challenge. That's the journey I'm on right now. That's the journey I'm on right now.
Man,
it's hard, but it could be done. Look what you're doing.
Yeah,
look what I'm doing. Look,
I
didn't even realize it until you just said it just now. Just listening to you, I didn't even realize how much being around you as a youngin and learning how to hustle CDs and DVDs, like, without breaking the law, how much that shit, like, set my journey off. That's probably why when I was sitting around my homeboys and we chopping it up, we smoking and we laughing and we kicking and we doing all this and we got all this money and looking at money and dope and stuff, and I'm looking at houses and looking at people like, how the hell they get that house? How they own that house? Yeah. How they get that car? How they do this? Like, this young nigga, like, trying to figure this shit out. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And let me say this for the record. Because people going to tune in and listen to this, and they going to say, well, selling CDs was against the law. Yeah, but we referring to drugs, and we referring to other activities. For those who tuning in, we referring to drugs and other activities. We know that we did not own Master P CD and all of that. We're aware of that. Yeah, you go ahead, Trey. I just want to clear that up.
The disclaimer. Oh, my God. Disclaimer. See, that's a hustler mentality. You know what I'm saying? When you add disclaimers in, you already know what time it is. People are trying to come for you and all this and all that. That's why we got Monet, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
That's why the They Say I'm Blunt show got Monet to back me up. When it comes to anything on my platform, we definitely going to be protected, with whether it's the song that we playing or whatever we talking about. Oh, yeah, we Trey Plus ain't stepping this game, half stepping. I came up on the people like Kunk Man, goddammit. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, Alan J, all these good people. Hold on. He got to say something. Hold on.
Okay. Let me say this, Trey. Okay, I started with Kunk. But now, you know, I own intellectual property. I own trade secrets and trademarks. What is that intellectual property? For an example, you could say Nike, Reebok, Gucci, Prada. It could be Lotto. It could be Payless. Whatever you want to call it. I own trade secrets. I own trademarks. Trademarks. So what happened is trade secrets is for my products, my food products. I own rights, meaning attached to my social security number. Meaning they cannot give my recipe to nobody. Similar to Coca-Cola. They will be sued for that.
Talk your shit. Secrets. Talk your success.
Trademark is like, you see the Nike logo, you see whatever logo you may be interested in or you notice, I own rights to that. In the intellectual property is what I own is basically like a lot of online stuff. Anything that my brand is attached to, I make money off of. And I make residual income. Residual income is something you do one time and you repeat it over and over. Basically, it make money when you sleep. Passive income is similar, but you do very little to no work and you make money repeatedly. I currently have a food truck downtown Orlando. And I make money from different avenues, different ways. I just released my cannabis product. Well, I got it available, but I ain't really put it out there yet.
It's out also, there in the universe. It's sold out. That shit sold out. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah. Then I do concerts and festivals. Actually, while we talking right now, I'm headed to one. So I do concerts and festivals. What I do is I get contracts and I do a concert. So let's say if Kevin Gates performing, let's say if there's a youth fair, a carnival, whatever. But I've done it, and that's how I paid for college culinary at the time. I've done it from Key West to Manhattan, New York. Now I just stay within Florida. I don't go too far, and I got options now. I pick and choose. Before, I was on the grind, and I was, like, doing whatever I need to do. I was chasing that money. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Now that I have a little more options, I pick and choose what I'm going to do when I want to do it. And, you know, and I get to execute and plan and stuff like that. So life is a little simple. So, yeah, I started with the cunt right out of Liberty City. I'm from the project originally. And, that's it right there, man. And keep building and keep going. But that's for the people who don't know, because, you know, most people, I had a similar, I've been in situations where they'd be like, or if he's a comp man, how he got all of that, how he get all of that. So I started with comp, and comp opened up the doors for other opportunities. So, like, for an example, to the listener, Trey is working out of his living room right now.
For real.
And this right here is going to open up other opportunities for him to get endorsements, for him to expand. So that's just what it is, man. So, you know, that's what it is. I started right there in a room in my grandparents' house. So right down the street, but we was like maybe 3-4 houses away from each other, because the house is spaced out. You got some land to it. So we were like 3-4 houses from each other, and I started right there in my room out of my grandparents' house. So, man, it's all good, man.
Real
you
talk.
Just keep putting that work and putting it out. That's what matters. That's what counts.
That's what, and believe it in yourself, man. Take time out to yourself. Shut off the world. Learn how to just stay to yourself sometimes. You ain't got to have a million people around you. You ain't got to have 3-4 people around you every day, dog. Nah. Stay to yourself. You ain't got to listen to all that hood. Like, I love shoot 'em up, bang, bang music. That's my generation. I'm going to keep saying it. I love pollution music. Fuck it. But I also love Spanish music. I also love jazz music. I also love sports talk radio. It was a point in my life where I didn't listen to music at all. I went like 2-3 years straight to straight sports talk and podcasts. Like, for real. I learned that from my homeboy. Well, one of my old friends. We not close no more, but yeah, okay. I learned it from him.
Yeah, okay.
And we just, you know, I just been like that for a long time, and just I just learned how to switch it up. And I told a story also about the late great hood legend Alan J. Roberts, who taught me how to switch it up on Sundays and not listen to all that hot boy shit at the time, and BG and Soulja Slim and all them boys, all the music I was listening to back in 2002 2001. Know what I'm saying? But Alan J died in 2001, so obviously that was like back in 2000 99 98 97 96. Know what I'm saying? All them times I grew up around the OGs on the hood. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was taught to switch it up, and when I switched it up, I learned how to be innovative, bro. I learned how to push myself to go to school. I wanted to go to school. I wanted to go to college. I wanted to learn. I wanted to be around entrepreneurs. I always ask questions. I always pick people's brains. And that's why this podcast shit kind of easy for me. Because I've been doing this shit for a long-ass time. Plus, I went to college for the shit, goddammit. The degree is in the motherfucking... Monet, we got to pull that degree up and start putting it on the wall, goddamn it. And I need to have my graduation picture right next to that Soulja Slim picture, because I'm a product of the ghetto, goddamn it. Hey, I'm about to go to another segment. Yeah. This it right here, down.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. This season 4. And right now we got that Jeezy in the background, Way Too Gone, featuring Future. Special select. Special selection from the OG. Hey, Darryl, it's an honor to have you on the show, man. It's an honor to have you on the show.
I appreciate it.
So I want to take this
thank you.
I want to take this opportunity while I got you on the show to talk about you and your business and giving back to your community. At not now, but in the beginning when you was thinking about this vision that you had, because you messed me up when you say you no longer sell conk by itself. You have all these other sources of income that you done created. Take me back to when you was in high school, and you was getting out of high school, and you had the streets, and you had college, and you had entrepreneurship facing you. Take me back to that, the young Darryl.
It was challenging. Shout out to Miami Northwestern Senior High School, first and
foremost. Oh, my God. Oh, hell.
Oh,
hell no. Oh, hell no. Nah. Hey, that shit can't go down like that on the Day Sound Blood Show. No. Oh, hell no. Nah.
Hey, man. It's,
what
it's
the?
Good.
What the hell?
Oh,
code red. What an alarm on there. I need the alarm. Wait, hold on. I need the alarm, the code red alarm sound bite, because this kid, because we in Miami and I'm a Kansas City Chief and he a Northwestern Bull. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Lord. Shit.
Yeah, man. Bull
Chief Pride. Chief Pride. Shit. Don't you come on here talking no Bull Pride. No, don't you come on here. Oh, Lord, if Lipsy was on here. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I'm going to try to let you get it. Shout out to Kansas City. Shout out to Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, shout out to Kansas City Chiefs. You know how it is. I bleed orange and black, man. We got a bull in the building. Ceasefire, Chiefs. We don't want to hurt him. You know what I'm saying? We going to take care of him because he's an OG.
Hey, let me tell you something, though.
Go ahead.
I got video of me. I didn't know what the fuck Murder Grove was until I gave back the Murder Grove. I gave back right over there behind Black Blue in Open Locker. I did a lot of charity throughout Miami. My face good. Overtown. My face good.
You the Kunk, man. I know your face good. Hey, shout out to Murder Grove. Shout out to Murder Grove. Shout out to every hood in Kansas City. Shout out to 191. That's where I'm from. Hold on, OG. I'm from 191. Murder Grove is my affiliation. That's my brothers. Shout out to Murder Grove. God damn it, though. My brothers over there. That's my brother, them.
the back blues you got on behind the piece.
Shout out to the black back blue.
I didn't say not now one around none of those places. These are the places that I gave back to the kids and did charity for. So, and I got video of this. But long story short, I'm saying shout out to them, not for whatever they might be known for. I don't know nothing about that. I just know about what I did. And I gave back to probably a lot of them dudes that was ripping and running or whatever the case. I gave back to their nieces, nephews, maybe daughters, maybe sons. So just on that behalf. Now, as far as anything else, I don't know nothing about none of that. I don't participate in none of that. But, yeah, so let me say this, man. The transition from going to college, being around, you know, understanding – you know, how the streets and the hood is, and understanding to live another lifestyle and neighborhood, whatever. Man, it was confusing. And I'm going to tell you what was confusing, because I was told three different things in three different ways. In the hood, I was told, first they hit you, you hit them back. In the hood, I was told, go get that money, do whatever, get it out the mud. In college, I was taught... there's a structure. There's a certain way to do things. You get what I'm saying? And then in entrepreneurship, yeah. I was told to surround yourself around certain people that you may, you know, see yourself being or you want to be similar to or like. So it was confusing. It took me years to understand and get an understanding of the direction that I want to go. And although I was doing it, but it takes years, man. It really takes years
to get yourself
situated. It takes years to get to find you a formula that works for you. And then you get to understand your followers, your listeners, or the people that your customers or consumers or whatever it is that you may be doing. It took me time, man. And I'm going to tell you, one of the most challenging, difficult things was the street, the hood. Because this is how it works in the hood. Everybody going to rock with you. Everyone is going to basically rock with you. As soon as that shit don't work the first two times, everybody going to everybody gonna, you know, they jump ship. They gonna go the other way. So I had to find out what works. I had to stick. Family will do it to you. So-called friends will do it to you. You'll find out who is who in the long run. And then the people that, you know, the streets or whatever you want to call them, they everybody, you know, they may still, you know, what they call fuck with you, talk to you. But when it comes to that, it's going to be like this. Yeah, boy, I'm putting this shit together for my show. I'm putting this shit together for my food. Yeah, yeah, boy. Hey, yeah, boy, we going to the party tonight. See how they switch the conversation on you?
Yeah.
That mean they don't believe in you. That mean they don't respect your crowd. That mean they don't respect your vision. That mean what you talking about, man, they ain't really got time for it. And you know what? Don't get mad about it. That's what I did. I learned to understand. I used to get emotional about it. Now I don't get emotional about it. I use that same energy that I have. I just brushed that shit off and kept at it. And that's the hardest part, because see, the street, the hood is tricky. They act like they rooting for you, but as soon as that shit, if they sense that it's not going in a good direction, if they sense that shit ain't working out, they gonna jump ship. Hey, you ever been to a high school football game and a motherfucker bet on the game and they'll talk shit and all this? They talk like they fighting and all that. It's 4 minutes left on the clock and a motherfucker walking out on the same team that they betting on. That lets you know they only fuck with them when they win it to make something. They got a motive to collect something. But they don't really fuck with them win, lose, or draw. You see how you just represented the Chiefs? That's good. That's good energy. You're not wrong for that. I'm a Bull, you're a Chief. We know the history. We know the rivalry and stuff. We know what it is. But that's good. You're not wrong. You're supposed to rep that. That's where you come from.
And that's where I work at, too. That's why I still rep it so hard. I mentor them kids out there. I talk to them young Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? I pass tradition down. So that's why I bleed it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I represent Miami. And people be like, what part of Liberty City you from? Shit, I did charity in Brown Sub. I lived in Brown Sub. I did charity. I ain't living Overtown, but I got a lot of family from Overtown, living in Overtown, Swamps, and whatever other streets and all of that. I got a cousin right now on the stove, Overtown. You might see the Overtown clothes in the... Matter of fact, I'm ordering some shit now. My brother going to get some shit from me as we speak on the phone over there. Some Liberty City clothing. See, me, I represent all, man. I did charity in Kansas City. I took my ACT and my SAT test at Kansas City High School for college. I did night school in Turner Tech. Man, I'm Dade County. I love Dade County. I mean, I don't agree.
Likewise, for real. Me too.
I don't agree with how I see these dudes out here killing each other.
That's what I want to talk about too. Hold on. Yeah. Let's go to another segment real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Can get you down. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we in overtime right now. We in overtime because the OG done unlocked something for real. Because he mentioned something in the previous segment that I wanted to get into, and I'm glad he mentioned it. OG, we've been having a lot of killings in Miami, man. A lot of killings all over, man. I got people in New York is telling me they got killings up there. I got people in Texas telling me they got, like, it's killings everywhere during the summer to set this summer off. All around Florida, all around Georgia, everywhere. But in Miami, in our city, we've been losing a lot of women. Like, what's your, like, how you feel about that? Like, to hear, like, all our beautiful, our mothers, the mothers of these kids, they bad enough they already been losing their fathers to the system and to the streets. Now they starting to lose their mothers. Like, this is different for me. in my generation to see something like that. Well, now we seeing, we getting a double dose. Our kids getting a double dose of mothers and fathers of the younger generation getting killed in these streets and leaving them as little infant babies to grow up in this world. Like, what's your input on that?
Well, I'm gonna tell you this about. Give me a moment. I'm gonna tell you this. Let me speak a little bit. It's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, I'm gonna start it like this. I don't blame the mothers fully because us fathers, us men, we play a role too. But I'm gonna say this: when you see a young lady with a child and she constantly posting on social media, that's my hubby, that's my bae, and that's a 3-year-old son. That's not your hubby. That's not your bae. That's not your zaddy. That's not your daddy. That's not none of that shit. That is your child. You emotional training him to be emotional, and he's constantly getting his way with you. So now when he get up and become a young man, a man, certain things. Now you can't control him. Then when he become a man, he have a disagreement. He don't know how to communicate with a woman because his mama done baby him and shield him and receive his way from any woman all the time. What happens is he reacts like that. That's what he does. Any little thing. Then on the other hand, you got to think about it. A lot of these females out here are setting dudes up. A lot of females out here are putting dudes. They jump ship. They cool with this dude. Then they turn around.
That's
they
real now.
He is saying fuck that dude. And then they over here saying, oh, this my new man. God blessing me.
That's
this,
true.
They put God in the middle of it. God blessing me. And won't he do it? And God is able. And all of this and all of that. But at the same time, you telling the other dude where he keep his money at, what he got going on, this and that. You playing both sides.
Playing both
so what
sides
happened is, one dude can't get to the other dude. So what he do, he can get to the girl. You know why he can get to the girl? Because she got to go and pick up that baby. If you hear most of these women getting killed, they're getting killed with their kids. Their kids
are
getting their hands and
crazy.
Somewhere near them.
But wait, they're vulnerable.
Oh, go ahead.
But I want to say, because we want to have sympathy for those families and those friends of because we not talking, disclaimer, we not talking about any event that transpired in our city. We talking about what's going on with this generation. And
as a whole,
so this could be.
Yeah, I'm not saying
this is
that
what's
right
happening.
What's going on.
Yeah,
this is just reality of it.
This is the reality of it, cause like this is what's being played out in the songs. I always like to say each generation is driven by the music that's in the atmosphere for those 10 years. Like that's just what it is. And this is what the content is in these songs. And that's why you have women and men playing both sides of the field. It's just not women. And that's why we be seeing deaths, unexpected deaths of relatives, friends, and friends of a friend or relative of a friend, or et cetera, all over the world. And we be like, damn, how this shit happen? And then you find out, like, years later, that this person was caught up in this or this and that. And you like, God damn it. Then it's like a repeated cycle that continues to happen in each ghetto in America, each hood all over the world, in the islands. Because the shit happened in Jamaica. The shit happened in St. Kitts. The shit happened in St. Croix. The shit happened in Trinidad. Shit happened in Guyana.
All over.
Shit happened
everywhere.
All over. The shit happening in the U.K., I be on 20 on Clubhouse with them people. They be having the same shit.
Let me tell you this. My daddy died in Liberty City.
God bless his soul.
He died from keeping it real.
Damn.
Trying to be a real person to a person so-called was his friend. Wasn't his friend, but you know, he didn't listen. And like a lot of them out here, you know, they think the friend. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you what's going on.
This
smart
deep right
people
here.
Are winning. Smart people are winning, and the poor people are losing. And I'm going to explain these
things. Damn!
Smart people who winning, I'm not talking about college. I'm not talking about school.
Yep.
People who read.
Chess players.
People who are aware of their surroundings.
Yep.
and people who stand out the way.
Yep.
I don't care if you're working at Burger King.
Yep.
Or you got your own company. People who stand out the way doing their own thing, they are winning. The poor people, I'm not talking about money. The poor people that's losing. And you
poor people mentality. People with poor mentalities. Let's put that out there. Yeah. People with poor mentalities.
Keeping drama.
Poor mentality.
Saying he say, she say. Followers. They always what they call crafting on social media. Like they keep a lot of shit. Just a poor mentality. Nothing about what they doing inspire themselves. I ain't talking about nobody else. Nothing that they do is inspiring them.
Disclaimer, we ain't talking about nobody in particular. We ain't talking about nothing. We talking about in general, goddammit, because we know how the streets
so
get.
All the people who smart people who just stand out the way and the poor people who stand drama, it's just what it is. Smart people gonna win, the poor people gonna lose. Then you gotta look at it like this. There was a lot of money out here. That money ain't floating around like that no more. So that's
definitely a lot. You got to get it how you live and live how you get it. Like my dog Jesse and OJ used to be saying when I was a jit. I'm sorry. Get it how you live and live how you get it, nigga.
Right. So let's say
the right way.
Let's say you got one dude that hit a lick and got 90,000. You got another dude that hit a lick and got 90,000. The dude that hit a lick and got 90,000, he went out there and brought him a Hellcat and a bunch of designer, and he doing whatever he did, he took the rest of the money, whatever he did. I'm just using an example. You got another dude that got 90,000. He invested into a business that's making him money. Then he went and brought him, I call it a dog chain, Cuban Link. That boy got him a dog chain on, chain and bracelet. And he got a business making money. It ain't who better than who. It's all about decisions. So dude went and got the dog chain. I call it dog chain, but he went and got him a chain and a bracelet, a big one too. Then he opened up him a business. Then 5 months later, he hit the corner in a souped up hell charger. Guess who the lick is now? The dude that made the right decision. So this was going on.
That's what's
the
happening.
The money's gone. The money ain't right here float.
Now it's time to plot on the person that's doing right, who's supposed to be your dog.
He's supposed to be your dog.
He made the right decision. So now he's a target now. That's why in reality, you got to stay dangerous when you out here doing your thing and being innovative. You can't be out here playing around with these people. You gotta be playing chess. You gotta be playing like a ghost. You gotta be aware of your surroundings. You gotta be aware of the words that come out of people's mouth when they talking to you. You gotta be aware of everything that people do, the gestures, their eye movement, the eye contact. If they ain't looking you in your eye, if you got a gut feeling when you around this person, dog, trust that shit. Bruh. You never know.
I'm gonna say this.
You never know who don't like you. That shit real.
I'm gonna say this. Imagine have to wake up every day and think about where the next lick of money gonna come from. And if you living like that, eventually one of them licks gonna be a crash dummy lick. Because you're gonna have bills, you're gonna have pressure. And you're gonna go out there and do something that you normally wouldn't do. You ain't checking your surroundings, and I'm not promoting and saying go hit a lick, but this is the reality of what it is. And they going out here, they doing whatever because they got pressure. They may owe somebody. They may got bills to pay. They going to say they kids. They going to say it is holidays, certain holidays coming. Everybody want to be fresh. Everybody want to have gas. Want to buy gas, and I ain't talking about gas in the car, I'm talking about the other gas, everybody want to do it, all whatever going on. And then, on top of that, once you put out that image that you the man or you the OG or whatever in the neighborhood, guess what? Now you got to maintain that. Because if you don't maintain that, it's supposed to be the land of it's gonna hurt them inside. So, you know, it's just keeping up with the Joneses, man. But the smart people winning, the poor people losing, and it's just what it is, man. And I don't think it's gonna stop. It's gonna keep killing. It's gonna get worse because nobody don't wanna plan. Everybody just wanna finesse and plot. Everybody think they finessing everybody, and everybody wanna plot. Nobody wanna plan and keep that money coming in and keep getting money. They just wanna plot on somebody, wanna take, or they wanna finesse. And finessing ain't nothing but a temporary fix for a short term, but in longevity, that finessing ain't gonna do nothing but get you in a bad situation.
That's
real. They can't get you. They gonna get your baby mama. They know where your mama live at. You got kids or whatever, and it's gonna continue to go on. So every time I see one of these dudes, I don't care what age you is. Every time I see a dude think he finesses, you can't bullshit the bullshitter that been bullshitted, and you can't finesse the person that already know you trying to finesse.
Real shit. How you God feel, damn it. That's what I be trying to say.
How you gonna finesse somebody that take their money and invest into themselves?
Like, for real.
It's gonna be hard to finesse me because I invest my own money into me. So it's hard to finesse somebody that's spending their own capital. Like, I don't care if you got it. I ain't promoting a trap. If you got a trap and you using your own money, how you gonna come and finesse you? Unless you greedy or you trying to finesse him and both of y'all trying to finesse each other. And guess what? Somebody gonna end up short. Somebody gonna lose. So that's just what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Kunk, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Dub came on the day, say I'm blunt show. I can't even say the words. Let me rephrase that. The came on the day, say I'm blunt podcast show and dropped jewels on this shit, nigga.
Yes,
the OG, goddammit. If you made it this far in the interview, God bless you, goddammit. You just unlocked the truth. And you just unlocked the reason of this goddamn interview, goddammit. So shout out to you.
Shout out to Trey Plus.
What you say, OG?
Shout out to Trey Plus.
Yes, sir. Hey, you don't wanna. Where the people can find you at? You ain't got no Instagram page. I got a following on Instagram. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I got you can go to Cook Sabruso Sauce. Sabruso is a Spanish name. I was the only black in college in my culinary, and everybody was Spanish. So I named my company a Spanish name. So I don't show my face. I play behind the scenes. I play dumb. I act like I don't know no better.
Hey, that's crazy, because that's what get done in our culture too. So that's a smart, yeah, that's some smart, yeah, yeah, shit.
So I'm gonna tell you, it's CONCHSABROSOSAUCE. Kunk Sabroso Sauce. Sabroso means tasty, yummy, delicious. That's all it means. Spanish word. But it's Kunk Sabroso Sauce, Instagram, Facebook. You find it on Twitter. I'm going to make it real simple for you. Just Google it, and it's going to pop up. But, I got a location downtown Orlando with a patio. Festival concerts. I got products. I got, 5-6 products online selling every day. I got my own healthy seasoning, multi-purpose sauce dip. You can get the Kunk shipped in the United States fresh. Also got my products, Healthy Season Sauce Dip in Canada. That's the country. Outside of the United States. Canada. Not Coca-Cola. Canada.
Yeah. Hey, I remember you was up there in Canada getting that money. I remember seeing that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm still connected right now today, man. Still collecting. I get a check every 2 weeks, man. Direct deposit. Yes, sir, man.
Well, yeah, man. We done stepped into overtime for real, man. I got my producer in the background. She going crazy. I'm like 16 minutes in. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Kunk, man. You already know where you can find him.
Yeah, that's me.
And, yeah, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for dropping the jewels on the show.
Hey, thank you. thank you for having me, man. Thank you for selling them CDs. Once upon a time, man, I just want to thank you, man. I thank everybody, man. I respect everybody, man. I don't look at no one, no shape, fashion, form, different. I don't care if you wipe the windows or if you on the 700 floor. Everybody get respect from me, man. I love it all.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. Thank you for tuning in. This was the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show with your boy Trey Plus 305. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Until next time. I don't know who I'm going to have on the show next time, but you know it's going to be somebody real. Or if I don't have nobody on the show, you know me and Monet, we're going to have us a good conversation. Hopefully it could be some good information. We're going to try to give y'all more information. But in the meantime, I want y'all to enjoy this song by Ashley Kiko. This is her TikTok. And I love this girl because she's amazing, man. Ashley Kiko. Man, y'all follow her on TikTok, man. Catch up with y'all.